In its heyday, the United Society of Believers, commonly known as Shakers, lived and worshipped in 18 American communities. Shakers believed that Jesus could return to earth as the spirit of an ordinary human being. They also took vows of celibacy, and the population that topped 5,000 during the Civil War has dwindled to a handful of people living in Maine. But their faith may now be spreading. Charlotte Albright reports from Maine Public Broadcasting.
Nearly hidden on Route 26 along scenic Sabbath Day Lake is a Currier and Ives postcard of a village. 19 pristine white buildings, apple orchards silhouetted against an open sky, and a handful of farm animals nestled in 1,800 now snow-covered acres. It's pretty, but it's a lot to keep up for the last surviving inhabitants, aged 41 to 78. Sister Frances Carr is the village eldress. Sitting on a Spartan wooden bench in an underheated parlor, she still holds out hope for new arrivals.
You know, people say, what is going to happen to this community? Are you indeed the last Shakers? Well, you know, we could be four people today and six tomorrow because we always have applicants.
But in recent years, about six or seven people have tried out Shaker life only to abandon it. It's not that the Shakers are reclusive or deny themselves creature comforts. They love cooking meals in their gourmet kitchen. They rent movies. They travel. But they share everything they own and live celibate lives. And for many novices, those are high hurdles.
And these are mixed?
Mixed, yes. Those are
mixed.
Up to his wrists in flour as he and a few helpers make biscuits for the annual holiday fair. Brother Arnold Hadd says he was reluctant at first to make the commitment when he arrived as a curious young Methodist 27 years ago.
But I wanted to be a friend, and I wanted to be here and give them as much as I could. And it was in that giving process and being here longer periods of time that I started to realize that how it was answering a lot of my questions and it was filling a lot of my needs. And so I was here for a whole summer, and it was at that point when it was like, well, I don't want to go.
The next novice who walks in the door may come from a widening circle of visitors, friends, and donors spreading out over New England. 60 of these followers have formed a nonprofit group to help the graying foursome pay their bills and maintain their historic property. Dozens of them show up just before Christmas every year to volunteer at the holiday fair, an important source of income for Sister Frances, Brother Arnold, Sister June, and Brother Wayne.
Watch out. Stand back.
Good morning.
At the stroke of 10 on a cold winter morning, a horde of shivering shoppers wrapped in fleece rushes into a circa 1816 trustees building brimming with dried herbs, homemade fruitcakes, and the iconic oval wooden shaker boxes that one volunteer sales lady calls early Tupperware. Ken Averill, who leads the nonprofit Friends of the Shakers, observes the first moments of chaos as if he could do with a few minutes of quiet. Every Sunday in the summer, he and his wife leave their Rhode Island home at 5:30 in the morning to make it to Shaker Meeting in Maine.
The Shaker faith does hold some meaning for me. I'm not sure that I'm completely sure what it is yet, even. But it seems to be very hopeful. It's very basic in some ways, yet quite enlightened, I think.
Averill, an engineer, says he's drawn to the strong work ethic and the pragmatic emphasis on morality. While he is just beginning to explore the theology and history of Shakerism, fellow volunteer Robert King thinks of himself as a lay Shaker. For now, people like him are the new face of Shakerism. King says he, like many others who found this community as summer tourists, try to practice its tenets at home.
Absolutely. There's a spiritual community which is not connected to the physical appearance here. So I give time each day for Shaker meditation. Of course, the Shakers are known for the Simple Gifts song, but that's one of 10,000 songs. I've been slowly increasing my repertoire of songs because that's part of the service.
While tape recording Shaker meetings is forbidden, many lay people are learning the hymns by listening to CDs. And there's one song that was written especially for visitors, a farewell sung at the worship service before they go back to their homes and families.
We will all go home with you, home to worlds of glory.
When they do go home, Shaker friends and donors want to be sure that this hallowed land will never be bulldozed for a housing development. So they've helped to establish a conservation trust. It's one kind of legacy, the Shakers say, but the larger gift, they hope, will be their 250-year-old faith, quietly taking root beyond the borders of their ancient Maine homestead. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.
We may never meet in time, but our